Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me?
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI services. But hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, what would you like to know about our voice AI capabilities?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but I do know Dasha.ai is known for creating really natural, human-like voice AI conversations. We help companies automate calls that feel genuinely engaging. Are you curious about how that might fit your needs?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai, its client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are big ones. Many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal, but also scales well. So automating calls that sound human and can handle objections naturally sounds like a game changer. How exactly does your AI handle those conversations?
Tell me more about how reaching prospects in a personal yet scalable way has been a challenge for you.
Sure thing. Well, reaching prospects personally usually means spending a lot of time on calls, which can be slow and costly, but scaling that up often leads to robotic scripted messages that turn people off. So the challenge is finding that sweet spot where outreach feels genuine but can still cover a large audience efficiently. Does your AI adapt its tone or responses based on how the conversation flows?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Oh, I love that question. If a year from now your AI service exceeded expectations, I'd imagine a steady stream of warm leads coming in without the usual hassle, calls that feel natural, engaging, and actually convert. Your team could focus more on closing deals instead of chasing prospects, plus revenue growth that's clearly tied to smarter outreach. Sounds pretty exciting, right? What kind of support do you offer to help clients get there?
What do you mean by focusing more on closing deals instead of chasing prospects? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, chasing prospects can be time-consuming and often feels like a repetitive grind, dialing, leaving messages, and hoping for callbacks. When your AI handles that initial outreach naturally, your sales team can spend their energy on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's important because it boosts efficiency and morale and ultimately drives better results. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how boosting efficiency and morale plays into your overall business goals.
Absolutely. Boosting efficiency means your team can do more in less time, which directly impacts revenue and growth. When morale is high, people are more motivated, creative, and committed, leading to better customer interactions and lower turnover. Together, these create a positive cycle that helps your business scale sustainably. So, using AI to free up your team from repetitive tasks really supports those big picture goals. How do you currently measure success in these areas?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a lot of businesses tell me they struggle with inconsistent lead quality and the time it takes to follow up effectively. Sometimes teams get overwhelmed juggling outreach and other priorities, which slows growth. Plus, keeping conversations natural at scale is tricky. Does your AI help tackle these specific issues?
What are all the ways inconsistent lead quality and follow-up delays are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Inconsistent lead quality means your sales team might waste time on prospects who aren't really interested, which lowers overall conversion rates. Follow-up delays can cause hot leads to go cold, missing out on potential revenue. Together, these issues slow down growth and make forecasting tougher. So improving both can really boost your bottom line. How does your AI ensure leads are qualified and timely follow-ups happen?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missing out on potential revenue and slower growth impacts your day-to-day operations?
Absolutely. Missing out on potential revenue means less budget for things like marketing, hiring, or product development, which can stall your company's progress. slower growth often leads to pressure on teams to hit targets, causing stress and sometimes burnout. Day to day, it can feel like you're constantly playing catch up instead of moving forward confidently. Does your AI offer ways to ease